Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host Khalid, and my guest today is the wonderful and lovely Sanas, and we talk about her journey into sports, being around athletes, how to build up your business in the sports media world, and many more things. Stay tuned.
Perfect. There she is. Hello, how are you doing? Hope everything is good.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Perfect. Everything is good. I appreciate you for your time, my dear. And yeah, we'll just say we can start and tell people who you are and a little bit about your background.
Well, hi guys. First off, Khalid, thank you so much for having me on. My name is Sanas. I'm a sports nut. I've worked in sports since I was in college, which was not too long ago, we'll say. I've done everything from sideline reporting to locker room interviews to sponsorship sales to personal assistant work, and currently I'm a part of an amazing podcast called The Football is Sexy, and that's where I spend my time right now. And you can also catch me on The Fighter and the Kid with Brendan Schaub and Brian Callen.
Yes, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm very proud of you so far for all the achievements, and you can definitely be proud of yourself as well. And yeah, before we go in all these details and everything, how did you get into all of that? Was it always like your dream to be around in sports? Like, did you grow up as a kid watching many sports, or did you also train, or do you have an athletic background or so?
Yeah. So I have always been a bit of a sports nut, thanks to my dad. I was born into a Laker allegiance, I will say. So I've been a Laker fan since like the Nick Van Axel, Vlade Divac days. And that was always my bonding with my dad, is watching sports. Now, it was mainly football, basketball, a little bit of baseball, and then I got into hockey on my own. But younger, I played water polo in high school, and I swam. And if you know anything about girls' water polo, it gets a little intense. So that was my background there. And going to college, you know, I needed an internship, and I saw there was an opening with KCAL 9 and CBS Sports. And at the time, they were the home of the Lakers. And what that meant was anytime there was a Laker away game, it would always be on KCAL 9. This is before Time Warner. And I applied for the internship and I got it. And, you know, I remember a lot of people talking it down, being like, oh, like when they thought I got an internship with the Lakers in KCAL 9, I don't know what they thought. Like I was going to be like from the bat dealing with athletes. Like, no, you know, my first job was game logging. And game logging is essentially sitting in a room with a master clock, watching different games and writing down like 12:22:04 Kobe slam dunk, 12:22:10, like, you know, and once you do that, you highlight what you think is reputable and what you think is good, and you then give it to the producer. The producer will clip that footage and then write a script for whoever is talking that day. I did that so often, and I would do it for big game James Worthy, Laker legend, Hall of Famer. Eric Karros, who is a Dodger legend, and Jim Hill, who is a Charger legend. And after doing it so often, the guys really were like, we like the way Sanas talks. We get her energy. She's kind of a no BS girl. And I really wasn't. Like, and James always used to tease me, like, you're not afraid to talk to anyone. And I was like, no, why would I be afraid to talk to anyone? But it was James who said, this girl's got way too much attitude and fire. She can't be behind a camera. She's got to be in front of a camera. And go ahead.
No, I said it's definitely true. The camera, front of the camera, definitely fits more to
Well, thank you. I didn't really believe him at first, and then they started taking me to Laker games, and I started doing all the locker room interviews, which is really intimidating for a 20-year-old to be in a Laker locker room that you already idolize. This is hollow ground, and you're in there with a microphone just trying to get it up there and trying to get your question in. And that's how I started. And then I moved on to doing Laker practices. And, you know, a lot of this stuff I did for free. And that's just the way it was. Like,
that's how you should start always.
And it's a really humbling experience when you know that you have to start from the bottom and kind of work your way up. And from that, I ended up going on to smaller media companies and doing like Nike Academy games. And at Nike Academy games, I would meet the most interesting people as well, like Coach Brown. His son played for Modern Day, so I just chalked it up with him for a couple hours. Mitch Kupchak, just so many different players and athletes and parents of athletes I would meet. And that was just literally putting myself wherever I could go. And after that, ESPN reached out and I started covering sideline for the Big West Conference for men and women's basketball, volleyball, and soccer. So then that's what I was doing there and I loved it and I continued to work freelance for them. And all this time while fighting for my passion, I always had to have jobs. I mean, I was never making enough from what my passion was to sustain it. And looking back now, I don't remember how. I mean, I'd wake up at 7 a.m., work an office job, drive to Cal State Northridge, cover a Northridge game, drive back to Orange County and bartend till 4 a.m. And that's what I had to do. And it's led me to like every connection leads you somewhere else. And that's luckily through meeting so many amazing people, how I ended up with the fighter and the kid and football is sexy.
Yeah, that's definitely amazing. I mean, you remind me a lot of my situation. I was always like the hardest worker, like of all the people, whenever I did something, because I never really believed so much in talent. I mean, yeah, talent is existing, and if you're a crazy worker plus talented, then you have definitely an edge over other people. But I always knew, no matter what happens, I can always outwork everybody and outgrind them. And even with my podcast, I started like 4 years ago, like in October 2019, I started it. And sometimes, especially in the very beginning, the first year and a half, I did like sometimes three, four, five podcasts in a day. I remember
Wow.
sometimes I had a podcast I finished like midnight, then I slept like 5, 6 hours, woke up, did the next one in the morning because the time zone, because in America and Germany is a time a difference between 6 to 9 hours. So yeah, and then definitely you have to put that into consideration as well, put it in the calendar and everything. So yeah, I definitely feel you on that.
But you have a great following. I mean, you're so well respected from everyone I've spoken to. You have a great following. I love
Well,
your
thank you, I
material.
appreciate it.
I mean, you're really great.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Well, I try my best. I try always to connect with amazing people. I always want to have the best people possible there, and networking, connecting, I never had an issue with that. I'm always very forward, very direct. I'm not afraid, like you as well. I'm not afraid to talk to anybody. It could be the biggest star. I don't get the start shock or what like all the people get, like, oh my God, this is him, this is her. I stay relaxed, even if maybe if my in my inside I would think like crazy what's going on, I still keep going like it's normal. And I think that's what most people feel like, because most people, let's say you're a big star and somebody comes up to you, they get like nervous and like, oh my God, who
Oh
is
yeah.
she and stuff like that. So, and then immediately that star or the legend, sometimes some of them they feel like, oh, there's something special because of that. But if you treat them like very normal, they're also very normal to you. And then with the time, when you, as you know from your jobs as well, if you have great connections and you're good with them, they all obviously speak. Then they say like, okay, talk to him or her. They were on my podcast. They did this. They did that. And it's just the same with CJ as well. I mean, I had him on my podcast a couple of times. I was on his podcast, and we are connected also for like many years. And then you have these circles. At the beginning, when I did my podcast, I texted like 50 to 100 people every day here on
Wow.
Instagram, and then like 10, 20 people would reply. Like 5, 6 of them said immediately less than yes, and I could put them on my show. I did like every day a show, and then that's how it started. And at the very beginning, I had one of my ever first guests was John Hackelman. It was Chuck Liddell's coach,
Yeah.
the Pitmaster. He was on my podcast back then, and I thought like, because I always knew him, I always knew his training, and he's a very hard, tough guy. And I thought like, okay, if I do a podcast with him, he probably will come hard at me like this and that. And we connected immediately, like perfect. And then at the end of the podcast, he said to me, you're a great talk. You have a great podcast. I really like it. And I felt like, okay, the ice is like breaking. It's if somebody like him says it, because he's also over 60 and he has all that experience and connection with all these great fighters and coaches. And I thought, okay, when if somebody like him says that, okay, that maybe that definitely means something. And
Yeah.
then you get kind of into the motion and everything starts to connect and work. So I completely feel you with your journey, and that's why I love, talking to people like you, because a lot of people, they have the similar journey and, the struggle and everything, but at the end of the day, it's all worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you never know who you're going to meet, and
That's true.
it's super important to understand that there's no small jobs and that whatever it is, I mean, listen, I've had times for certain players when I worked with the Lakers, they were like, "Hey, you need to go cut up a Snickers bar and put it in this person's locker room, but they want it frozen first." I didn't complain, I just did it. And that's just the way it works sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. Especially at the beginning, you have to do a lot of hard things, different things. But that's the way. And then one day you're big. One day you're on the big shows. And like, I mean, I see that for you. Definitely, like you're in the right spot. And probably with the time, it will get more and more better and better. And hopefully, maybe you one day you're on a big show like on Joe Rogan's podcast or so. Who knows?
Oh, I'd be so lucky. My story is a little unique in that I had a few rough patches and it made me almost stay away from working in sports. And when Monica came along with Football is Sexy, I really believed what she was doing. And I do believe in what she's doing. And with Football is Sexy, it's such a unique platform. It is the first all women talking football podcast. We have an app that's available in the Apple Store and
That's amazing.
Android. The app is what sold me, because I have so many friends that are football nerds, but they have like girlfriends or boyfriends that don't really know the sport. And in our app, you can not only get breaking news, but we have like a dictionary where it's like, what's the difference between encroachment and a false start? Well, let me explain it to you.
That's
And
amazing, yeah.
it's awesome. And it's just grown. And we've had some amazing guests on there. And I'm an all around sports nerd. I mean, I'm from football to basketball. Baseball's what I know the least about, but I'm a big hockey nut too. And that's just how I've always been.
That's amazing. Yeah, I can definitely see you have the passion for all the things, and that's the reason why you're so good and you're so respected, because I definitely know, I see the people you interview, I see the people talking to you. I definitely know, like Brandon also, they wouldn't do podcasts, talk to people if they're not worth it, or there's nothing like where they can see, okay, there's some potential or you can make it. So yeah, definitely speaks for you.
Yeah, I and we are really blessed because I have like awesome support. I see Ross is in this chat right now. He's always been a great supporter of me, and I appreciate that. And I'm just really lucky for that. And with Football is Sexy, like we were lucky enough to have Joe Davis on not too long ago. I mean, Joe Davis is literally taking over for one of the greats, if not the great, Vin Scully. And not only is he the new voice of the Dodgers filling in those shoes, he's also an NFL reporter. I mean, this guy can do anything, and he took the time to come talk to us. And of course, I bring up the Ohtani contract just to kind of bust him for a minute. But like, we are really blessed to have such a wide cast net, especially here. I'm in Orange County, but most of our work is in LA, out of the Ice House in Pasadena, which is America's oldest comedy club, owned by none other than Laker owner himself, Johnny Buss. So everything connects somehow.
That's true.
And it's been really cool because of that. And Johnny is just such a great guy. And the Ice House is back to life. And it's awesome. And then, my work with the fighter and the kid is great because I've worked around people like Brendan and Brian my whole life. And we get along so well. And it's fun. I get to talk MMA and random stuff there, and I get to talk football here. I probably should hop on a hockey podcast somewhere just so I can get out some of my aggression about the Anaheim Ducks, but we'll look for that one.
Yes, definitely. You need to let it all out for sure, 100%. You said at the beginning your story is a little bit unique and rough. I mean, I can definitely see that you went through a lot. But why would you say, like, was it so difficult, or you still kept going, and you still said, okay, I want to do that? Because most people, they have that timing where they say, okay, now that's it. They want to give up because like everything is too hard and they don't know what to do. But you still kept going. You still said, okay, I want to prove that I can do something. I want to, do my thing.
Things have gotten, I hate the rhetoric like it's hard for females in sports. It's hard for everyone in sports. Is it a
Let's,
little
yeah.
tougher for females? Sure, it is. Things have gotten a lot better, I would say, in the past 10 years.
Yep. That's true.
In the beginning, it was really tough. It was really tough. Whenever I used to say like, "Oh, I work for the Ducks or the Lakers," people's instant reaction was, "Are you a cheerleader?" And I was like, "No, I'm not. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not what I am." And I hate that
Yeah.
that's where your head goes.
Yes,
And
I know. That's what they always think. Like when a lady looks great like you, then they think like, oh, she must be a cheerleader or whatever. Like that's, I know, definitely, it's always the same.
Well, I appreciate that. But it's I've had rough patches. It's been tough. You don't always work with the best people. And sometimes you work with people who their egos are a little too big for who they are, and they think they can get away with a lot. And I had to take a step back and take a break. And it was really hard, but it was my family and the people that love me that, were like, "Sanaz, you're not you right now. Like, there's something missing. You're not you." And I was like, "Well, yeah, I'm not doing the one thing that I care about, which is shit talking sports." Like, I'm not a fun person to go to a sporting event with unless you have like a pretty strong back. Like, I'm the girl turning around chirping to the dude behind me, but at the end of it, shaking their hand and being good with it. So but what brought me back was just, it's who I am. And I know that sounds crazy. And sports are something to the people that don't get it, I don't expect them to get it. But sports is not just watching a game for 2 hours. This is something that
Modern
brings
about
together people
it.
of different nationalities, religions, cultures, and we bond over something as silly as purple and gold jerseys. And
Yes, I know.
especially in today's climate, with what's
Yes,
going on in the world, I
100%.
think anytime something can spread positivity and love, it's so important.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, we saw that kind of in the World Cup in 2022. Like, especially for, I mean, Morocco was very far. Like, they never went to the semifinals. And I remember, like, here, the streets were packed. Like, when Morocco won, when they got to the semifinals, the streets were full. Like, they did like party, that they did like in the air, these firecrackers in red and green. Like, the whole world, all the African countries, all the Muslim countries, they all connected, all supported Morocco. Like, it was crazy, it was
Beautiful.
madness. And then people got even connected more with the national team, all the players, because before that, most people, they knew like the four or five stars playing in the big clubs. But then suddenly, like, everybody was checking like all the things what all the players do, like the whole, I had a feeling like the whole country, like Morocco, was put on a map, on the spot, even more than before. Like, more people engaged with Morocco, or they looked up what is the culture there and everything. And you can feel it's always like in these big events, like World Cup or like big
Oh,
MMA fights
yeah.
or whatever. So I 100%, agree with you on that. When it comes to sports events, it's definitely more to that than just watching the game. It's like 3-1 or whatever. Like, it's not about the touchdowns, the scores, or the goals. It's more about, the whole event, the connection, especially if it's like a tournament or so.
Yeah, and I mean, World Cup is the best example of that, right? I
Yes,
mean, other than the
100%.
Olympics, like, the World Cup is the best example of that. And,
Yeah, 100%.
I love meeting people that tell me like, "Oh, I'm actually a Chargers fan," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, so let's talk." But then they're always like, "But I'm also a Patriots fan," and I'm like, "Ah, let me get away from you for a second." So it's like, it's interesting, and I just think that it's something that brings people together. Brought me and my dad super close together. That's where we bonded. So that's kind of why, like, when I didn't have sports in my life, I just felt like I didn't have me in my life, if that makes sense.
What I really about like about all the things you do, and especially about your character, you definitely don't blame the situation or other people, because we have definitely these days a big blaming culture. Like, everything, like you mentioned before, like, especially like, oh, for women it's so hard in sports. And yeah, maybe the circumstances are a little bit harder, but I heard once somebody said, like, a lady said this, her mother was an alcoholic, and she said, yeah, it was not my fault, correct, but is it still my problem to deal with? Yes, absolutely. So it's the same no matter how the circumstance is. In most cases, maybe it's definitely not your fault that the circumstances are bad or whatever, but at the end of the day, it's still your problem. You still have to deal with it, whether you like it or not. So then you still have to keep going. It doesn't matter how it is.
Oh, absolutely. I always that my saying is, it's not your fault, but it's your responsibility. And
Yeah, 100%.
sometimes, look, sometimes you get dealt a crappy hand, and sometimes you just have to work a little harder, and sometimes it may not work, but that doesn't mean it was wrong. If tomorrow no one remembers my name, that to me is not a failure. I still worked my butt off. That's like, I don't know if you watched Giannis from the Bucks last year in a press conference when the Bucks got knocked out. Somebody asked, "Do you consider this season a failure?" And I loved the way he just said, "I don't know. At your job, do you get a promotion every year?" And the reporter was like, "Well, no." And he goes, "Okay, so are you a failure?" So no, it's not. It's a learning lesson. And
True.
you won't failure is not a word that should be in your vocabulary. If it didn't work, it didn't work. We just go at it from a different angle.
100%. Yeah, that's how winners think, and you're definitely one of them for sure.
Ah,
What would you say
oh,
are
thank
like
you.
your biggest, recipes for your success or your journey? Because I'm sure, especially ladies probably look up to you and they want to, get some advice or whatever. So what would you say
You
about that?
know, my first thing is say yes to everything you can. I understand, some people are in positions to where they can't afford to work for free for 12 hours a day because they have to, pay their rent or they're helping their family. But if you can say yes to anything, do it. You never know who you'll meet there. You never know who will want to help you. And that's a big one. The second one is ask for help. Closed mouths don't get fed. And you would be surprised if you humbly ask someone for help. And I'm not saying ask someone, give me $1,000, but hey, if you ever know of anyone who needs some work done, I'm here. You kind of put the ball in their court. And if you're kind enough, they might want to
They
help
help
you.
you. Yes. True,
My
true.
biggest thing I taught my interns when I was at ESPN with coaches was to respect coaches. That was my biggest thing to any intern. A huddle is sacred. So when a team is huddling, I don't love people that shove their face inside that huddle. You
Yeah,
have to
I
have a
agree.
rapport with that coach, that coach looks at you and says it's okay to come close. So that was always a big thing for me. And I thankfully have great relationships with all the coaches I've worked with. And another thing is to just remember, people are human. People have bad
Yes.
days. And if you happen to walk up to someone and ask for help or ask for something and it's a bad day for them, don't label them as who they are. They're just having a bad day. And they have a lot of
Yes.
stressors too. But, I've met my nice guys and my not nice guys while working in sports. So.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have to keep going all the time, and I think we definitely have a culture like where so many people they want to give up too early, too quick, and they don't grind. You have to work hard anyway. It doesn't matter like how you feel. I always see it like this. It doesn't matter whether I'm tired, I don't feel good, I'm not motivated. It doesn't matter. I always have to keep going anyway, because the world is still, turning around. Like everything is still existing. All the businesses are still outside there, so they're still existing whether I'm doing my part or not. So, and then you definitely have to put in the work, and you will get probably pretty much anything you want. And most people, they just give up. They don't want to do the work because it's always, easy to just sit there and hope for any chances, and then maybe one day somebody helps you. But I don't want to wait for the luck. You have to push the luck yourself. Like you have to text 100 people, thousands of people, knock on so many doors, or
Oh, it's a
like ask
numbers
so many different
game.
people. You have to, yes,
Absolutely.
it's with everything, like with sales as well. When I was in sales, when I learned first sales, it's the same. Like, and then with all the reps, then you get it. Because I'm definitely a big believer, a big fan of like 10,000 repetitions, because I know it from martial arts. And one day a coach told me like you have to do it like 10,000 times. And as crazy and stupid as I are, I did like all the exercise, like one exercise, for example, like one punch or so, like 100 times. And then I did it 10 sets in a row. So I had like in one session 1,000 reps. And then I did it 10 days in a row. So you have already within 10 days 10,000 repetition. And then you move on to the next exercise. It's crazy. I know most people probably don't want to do it, but like I'm so crazy in my head, like I have to do it. I have to get as good as possible. So yeah, and
Oh,
it
yeah, no,
definitely
you
can keep
have
the grind as
to.
well. Yeah.
You have to. It's just, it's going to take 100 no's to get a yes. And
Yes.
you just have to continue to push and push and not let that get you down and realize like nothing ever came from comfortability. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna suck. It's gonna be physically, mentally painful, and you have to find a way to keep pushing through it. And if you have, support around you, which I've always been blessed to have, it's worked out for me.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that for sure. Do you have any future projects or plans, anything you want to do or plan in the near future for you?
So this was our first season with Football Sexy, and our plan is just to crush and grow this. We just started an ambassador program. We received such an amazing turnout from women and men wanting to be ambassadors for us, picking their teams, and we love that. And we have some things in the works right now coming up for next season involving a few NFL teams. Can't say who just yet. But on top of that, we are hosting our first ever Super Bowl party. Now, we had our we Football Sexy had a draft party, and it was packed. And then after that, we had, okay, let's try this again. We had a Niners Steelers party that got packed. So when the opportunity came with Johnny Buss and the Ice House, where we shoot our podcast, and they came to us and said, we're getting a lot of people that want to know if you ladies are going to have a Super Bowl party. We sat down and said, yeah, let's do it. So Super Bowl Sunday, all of us will be at the Ice House in Pasadena, and we're going to have amazing prizes from Adidas, Dime Industries, a couple other companies. We're going to have a couple guests there, and come down and watch the game, and we'll be quiet during the game, and then when we want to talk, we'll talk, and it should be really fun. And I just love watching Football is Sexy grow, because Monica's vision was to create a safe place for people to talk sports without being ridiculed. Like, just because you don't know a stat doesn't not make you a fan. And that's
That's
what we
true.
really want to kill, is that stigma, especially when it pertains to women, that, oh, you can't really be a real fan. Like, okay, well, relax. Like, I might not have been sacked by, an lineman, but like, I still like sports and I can still argue it with you aggressively. So that's been fun. And, I like to use the word passionate. I am Persian. I'm Iranian, and I don't like to say crazy. So I like to just say I'm a little passionate about things
Yeah,
like
I
that.
definitely know. Like, we have definitely, heated blood a little bit. Like, all the people from these countries, definitely for sure. But it's great. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
That's amazing.
this weekend's exciting. We have wild card weekend upon us, guys. Like, it's gonna be fun. There's a bunch of fun football games on this weekend. I'm pumped for them. I have a couple I have my eye on, and pretty stoked on that. We've got some MMA fights coming up that are gonna be awesome. Like we mentioned earlier, I cannot wait for Strickland and Duplessis to fight.
Yes.
I just hope Strickland crushes. So we got a lot of fun stuff on our way right now.
Yeah,
Sports are
I
fun,
can definitely see that. I'm
guys.
very, yes, I'm definitely very happy for you because it seems like you have a bright future ahead of you. Is there anything else you want to tell people? Maybe some last advices or something you want to promote or so?
Oh no. Oh, so we've talked about Football is Sexy. Definitely check me out on Football is Sexy. We're going to be doing some wild card episodes coming up. Fighter and the Kid, our episodes, I think, believe get released Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're always fun to watch as well. But that's pretty much all I have. I'm an open book. I really try my best to respond to everybody that messages me. So if you do message me, I promise I will try my best to respond. And please go download the Football Sexy app. Check it out. What's it going to do to you? It's free. And that's about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much for your time. I really
Thank
appreciate you, and I
you.
hope we can do many more podcasts in the future
Thank you for
again.
having me on. I
Thank
really appreciate it.
you.
I
I
love your stuff.
appreciate you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and have a great day, everybody. And
You.
yeah, talk to you soon.
That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today was the wonderful and lovely Sanaz, and we talked about her journey into sports, into the media world, how to make a living there, drop out your name there, especially as a woman, some tips and advices, and many more things. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow her on Instagram, check out her podcast, check out all her links. I will put it all in the description. If you want to know more about the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and all available platform, just type in The Martial Arts Show 2.0 and you will find me there. Thank you for the support. Until next time, bye everybody.